You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Heather Henley. She's the editor of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News. Hi, Heather.
Good morning.
Also with us is Tanya Milton, who's the vice president of the Savannah Tribune. And there's a lot going on this weekend, a couple of major annual events, including our annual homes tour.
Absolutely. It's the 81st annual Savannah Tour of Homes and Gardens that begins today and will go through Sunday. The tour features homes in two of Savannah's National Register Historic Districts, which one includes Ardsley Park, which is the first planned suburban area, and also Historic Downtown, which is the largest National Urban Landmark District. So in addition to the tours that will be going on, guests will also enjoy a variety of seminars, special trolley tours, and there will be some evening events as well.
Yeah, sounds fun. Great chance to peek inside some of those incredible houses we have here.
Absolutely.
And of course, also this weekend, the Savannah Music Festival continues with lots and lots of shows.
Lots and lots of shows. If you haven't been out, you got to get the book and find out what's going on so you can make sure you can get your lineup. On tonight, actually, you've got the music festival with the Tenor Titans, and that's with Stephen Riley Quartet, along with the Marcus Roberts Trio. And Eric Alexander will also have his quartet. Now, there will be what's, to me, it's like the battle of the tenors, saxophones. And I just love a saxophone. And this concert pairs two of the finest 40-something tenor saxophones in the jazz that's going on today.
There's some great pairings during the festival. And, of course, there's something happening every day. The next night, on Friday night, you can head to the Lucas to actually see a film and hear an original composition for its soundtrack, because it's a 1920 silent film, Within Our Gates. Wycliffe Gordon has conducted that and arranged it, so you can hear that. And along with that, Bill, you can hear the finale of the Swing Central Jazz Competition, which has a lot of high school jazz bands from all over. So it's a nice little mix for that night.
Awesome, awesome. I just love this time of year. And also, too, we've got the Suffers, who will be performing at the Ships of the Sea Museum. That will be going on Friday. And the Suffers is an exuberant 10-piece golf course ensemble from Houston, Texas, that are just
amazing.
I was
just listening to them last night when I was updating my website, and they are really good. I mean, you really can't go wrong with anything with the Savannah Music Festival,
yeah,
to be honest.
They bring in some really great stuff. And, of course, it's also not the only music happening this weekend, Heather.
Oh, yeah. There's tons more music. And one thing fans of local musicians and songwriters might want to note is with the closing of Johnny Harris, the Savannah Songwriter Series has had to find a new home. So they are going to start out at the Tybee Post Theater, this great historic renovated theater, and they're going to start out Sunday night. And while those are usually free, now that they're at the theater, it's going to be $10 a ticket. But there's a great lineup of, I think, four or five local songwriters. It's going to be great.
And, of course, it's also tomorrow is going to be the first Friday of the month, which means the first Friday Art March, as we all know. And it's a little bit special this month.
It is actually the 50th First Friday Art March. So they are going all out. They have paired with the Better Block Project. So this is actually going to be from 3 to 9 p.m., so twice as long. And they're going to shut down part of Bull Street around 41st Street to the Better Block Project kind of shows what your community can be. So there's going to be food trucks, there's going to be music, there's going to be open air markets for artisans. So it's just going to be Savannah times five.
And then if you are downtown on Saturday, you might see some unusual, maybe a little scary people walking around.
Don't be alarmed. It is only the annual Savannah Zombie Walk. So that starts at noon at Emmett Park. You can start getting your makeup done for free if you bring a canned food donation for America's Second Harvest. And then they'll have fun and activities all day and makeup going all day. And then at 8, they'll do the walk down River Street. So it is not,
not the zombie apocalypse. And finally, looking pretty far in advance, Tanya, but tickets are already on sale.
Tickets are on sale now for the American Diabetes Association and the Phi Pigma Kappa Sorority. They are going to be presenting the Savannah's Gospel Showcase of Talent, which will be April 30th at St. John Baptist Church. But tickets are on sale now. now, and they've got early bird rates.
A lot of times you can get a little discount for buying early, but Savannah likes to buy late, so that's always good advice.
Well, Tanya Milton, the vice president of the Savannah Tribune, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And Heather Henley, the editor of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.